Ready? Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you guys this morning?
Good.
Good. I'm glad to hear that. I have a question for you. Were you guys listening to the gospel reading that I read this morning? Like I just read it 2 minutes ago. Anybody listening to it? Benzement, right? Sort of. Yeah. I'm probably still kind of waking up. I understand. Me too, but don't tell everybody. So, in the gospel this morning, Jesus talks about a fig tree. Do you guys know what figs are?
No.
No. Have you ever had a fig, Newton?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes. Oh, I heard it. Oh, yes, over there. Guess what I got? Wait, Mr. Carl? Where'd he go? He's not here. He might have gone to get fig Newtons. Yeah, he's at Publix, but he might have gone. Fig Newtons. So you're going to have some fig Newtons this morning. But since we don't know what figs are, do you know what this is?
Oranges.
Oranges. And where do oranges grow?
On orange trees.
On orange trees, that's right. And do we grow oranges here in Florida?
Yeah.
We do. There goes Mr. Carl running. Running to the fig Newtons. We don't need them now, don't worry.
I'll bring them.
Cut it down right away?
Yeah.
No, you want to try again even more, right? Because you want the tree to do what the tree is supposed to do, which is to produce fruit. Because when that tree produces fruit, how does it look? How does it look?
Like an orange tree.
It looks gorgeous, doesn't it? With all those oranges, and like it looks like it's on fire, right? It's so beautiful and bright and orangey. Well, that's how it is with us. You see, God wants to use us. We are to produce fruit. So, do we make oranges?
No.
Of course not. We don't make oranges. What do we make? This is a tall one.
Orange tree?
No. We don't. This could be a tough one. So, there are fruits of the Holy Spirit. And there is a song that goes like this. It's the fruit of the Spirit is not an orange, right? The fruit of the Spirit is not an orange. The fruit of the Spirit is not an orange. The fruit of the Spirit is not an orange.
Is it a seed?
Ah, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, and self-control. You know that song, don't you? Yes, we used to sing it. Actually, when you go to camp, you sing that song all the time. So you can just say what the fruits of the Spirit are. So what kind of fruit does God want us to have? Love.
Love, peace.
Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, faithfulness, and self-control.
I can't remember all of them.
You will, because when you go to camp, you're going to learn that song. And you're going to teach it to everybody else. And don't forget, this is Camp Month, a chance that you get to learn about the camps that you can go to. So I want to show you something else. See this? Do you know what kind of a plant this is? Can you tell? It's hard to tell, isn't it? If it had flowers on it, you think it would be easier to tell? Oh, okay. Well, it would be easier to tell from people. It would be a little bit easier. Now, these plants were given to me 4 years ago. And they had flowers on them. And guess what? I have not gotten a flower out of them yet. Why are you going to throw it out? I love him, yes, and that's how it is with God and us, because I love it, and I know that this is what's called an African violet, and I know that this African violet can produce violets again. I just know it. I'm fertilizing it, I'm feeding it, I'm talking to it, I'm giving it sunshine, it's moving all around the house, I'm doing all of those things. I'm watering it, yeah. Did I take the other, no, the flowers died. So, but look, you see there's new growth in that. And I know that it's going to grow again. I just don't know when. And that's how it is with God and us. God fertilizes us and helps us to grow. What do you think the fertilizer is? Love is part of the fertilizer, yeah. A big part, it is the Bible. Because in the Bible, we hear all about how much God loves us. So it's when we pray, it's when we read about God in the Bible, when we talk to God, it's when we come here. Look at all the people who are here. They're not at the Honda Classic, are they? No, they're here. All of God's people are here with you. And we get to worship together and to learn together so that we can grow together and produce the fruits of the Spirit. So, no, you're not going to be growing oranges, you're not going to be growing figs, but you are going to be growing and helping and showing God's love, God's joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control, which is probably the hardest of all, right? Self-control, is that easy?
No.
No, it's not. Yeah. See how quickly they answered? And you know what? All the adults would say the same thing. So let's pray together. Gracious Lord, you are so incredibly patient with us. And you never stop loving us. You never stop fertilizing us. You never stop whispering in our ears, telling us that you're with us. And so help us grow so that we too can live and be the fruits of the Spirit. That's what life is, that we are to love, have joy, and experience your peace, and have patience, self-control, kindness, and generosity, because that is who you are, and that is how you want us to live. So help us. Amen.
Amen.
Okay. Thanks, guys. You want a big news? Okay, I'm putting you in charge of giving out the big